Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. So I've got some research here that our guest that we were going to discuss this research with hasn't shown up yet, but so it's just going to be you and me, because I've got some things that I've been thinking about along these lines. The research, by the way, is on the number of people of Americans who don't have life insurance. Now, when I was 17, maybe younger, my father, there's a company called Globe Union or Globe. I've forgotten the name of the rest of the name, but the first name was Globe. And it was an insurance company. They may still be around. It was an insurance company that would insure children. So the parents would contact the parents and they say, okay, for $25 a year, we'll insure your child for $5,000. Sight unseen, no paperwork. And so my dad did that. He took that out on, I guess, all of us. I don't know. And so when I turned 17, I guess, I was still home in high school. I may have been 16 and probably had a little money in my pocket. My dad walked up to me one day and he stuck this Globe invoice in my hand. It's this bill for that year from this Globe insurance company. He said, here, son, your life insurance premium is due. Now, that was my introduction to life insurance. And he explained to me what it did, how it worked, and that I had to pay a premium for it, and that if something happened to me, that my family would get the money. Well, that kind of indoctrinated me a little bit, right? In my 20s, I got married, had children, and I bought life insurance. And I've had life insurance all my life. To some in different forms and fashions, participating, term, universal, etc., depending on what was going on in my life at the time. So, and I feel like that's something that's been going on now for a long time in America. But the new research shows that 37% of American adults are skipping life insurance. Many adults, the report says, many adults, particularly millennials, believe that since they're currently healthy, they do not need life insurance. Now, let me explain the fallacy of that. The reason why that may be true, but that presumes you're not going to get hit by a truck, right? Or drop dead. People do that. So, but here's the other reason why. Here's the economic reason why that's a bad statement. That's a bad strategy. What you should be doing right now, if you're an adult, if you're in your 20s, you should be buying a permanent life insurance policy for as much as you can possibly afford and paying on it the rest of your life. Because right now you can buy more life insurance in your 20s than you can imagine, and it'll never be cheaper. Every year you get older, life insurance gets more expensive. This is the way the actuarial tables work, right? So every year you get older, it's going to get more expensive, and if you lock it in right now, whatever you lock in right now is a permanent insurance. If you buy a $100,000 policy at 25, you lock that rate in. That is the highest your premium will be for the rest of your life, as long as that policy is in force. So I had policies early in my 20s and my 30s that later I lapsed for whatever reason, the other things going on in my life. I don't regret lapsing all of them. I regret lapsing some of them. So this is experience I'm talking to you about here. And so I encourage you, this is a statement about many adults particularly millennials, believe that since they're currently healthy, they don't need life insurance. Well, that's a very selfish. That's kind of a selfish statement too, by the way. And I wonder how much of this research is showing something that's going on that I'm worried about in America, and that is an increased level of self-involvement. I fear that Americans are becoming more self-involved, frankly selfish in some ways, than we have been before. And because that statement, that says a lot. Many adults believe that since they're currently healthy, they don't need life insurance. Life insurance today is not for you. It's for the other people around you. Now, ultimately, if you buy that policy I talked about, that permanent policy, and you pay the premiums long enough, ultimately, that money could be for you. You could pay yourself one day. It could be part of your retirement. But mostly what it does is if you have people around you who love you, who you love and who depend on you, you have a spouse, you have children, you have parents perhaps, older parents, whoever. If you have people who depend upon you, that's what life insurance does. And I will tell you this, life insurance in the United States is one of the best values. And it's hard to imagine more products, more different kind and diverse kinds of products that are available out there for life insurance. So I'm a big proponent of it. I've had it in various forms all my life. My first policy, I paid my first premium at 17. And so think about this. If you don't have life insurance, here's what you have to ask yourself. If I weren't here tomorrow, if I drop dead today, I get hit by a truck, if I get sick and I'm gone in 3 months, and by the way, when you get sick, you can't buy insurance. Once you're sick, see, that's the other reason for doing it young. So if you get really sick later on in your life and you bought that insurance when you were young, there's nothing they can do about it. They have to pay it, no matter what happens, once it's issued. So think about the people around you. Think about, would I spend this much money a month? Would I spend $49 a month to make sure that my family is taken care of when I'm gone? That's the decision you're making initially. Ultimately, it might be that you get that money back yourself when you get older. Quick break. We'll come back. Laura Adams is here. I'm going to get her to talk to us a little bit more about this research that came in on life insurance. And especially the millennial coverage. I'm interested in hearing more about that. 20 after. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.